Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
In every NFL football game, there comes a point where one team exerts its will over the other. In the Packers' 21-13 win over the Houston Texans, it took a while, but in the final quarter, the Packers exerted their will. Despite a first half that saw the Packers start their five drives on average at the Green Bay 48-yard line, all the Packers had to show for all of that good fortune was a gorgeous Aaron Rodgers 9-yard touchdown pass to Randall Cobb. Houston matriculated 63 yards in 10 plays with their first possession of the second half. Fourth and one of the Green Bay 6, Osweiler found his tight end to tie the game. On the ensuing kickoff, Ty Montgomery got the Packers more favorable field position with this 39-yard return to the Packers' 44-yard line. Three plays later, Coach McCarthy gambled on fourth and two at the Houston 48. But Aaron Ripkowski was unable to move the pile to a first down. Now, Houston clearly had the momentum of the game. But the Packers dug in, forcing a Shane Leckler punt that pinned Green Bay at the Packers' two-yard line. From the shadow of their goalpost, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers ground out the longest scoring drive of the year. 12 plays, 98 yards, 5 minutes and 20 seconds, culminating in this 32-yard strike to Jordy Nelson in the north end zone, pushing the Packers back in front 14-7. The next Green Bay possession covered 89 yards in 8 plays, and the Ripper, Aaron Ripkowski, powered it in from 3 yards out for the dagger. Two drives, 187 yards and 14 points, exerting their will against the fifth-ranked defense in the league. That was the key to the Packers' victory Sunday. This week, they host the best defense in the NFL as the Seattle Seahawks come to town and the stakes are high. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.